The Flourishing of Florally Laurel, written by Fionnet Moser and read by Marissa Callen.
Chapter 1. June 30th, 1927. If you were to walk through Whittley End, somewhere along the Here and There Bridge, you would find a little twig of a girl with flowers tucked in her hair and love letters inked on her hands. Her name was Florally Alice Laurel, and the flowers were for sale. But the letters, well, no one asked about those. Florally supposed nobody noticed them, or if they did, they were too polite to ask. Except, apparently, for that boy. He stood just in front of Florally, a scraggly thing he was, with untidy walnut hair and chapped lips, even though it was summer. If he were a pet cat, Florally might have named him Scruffy or Smudge. He stared at Florally for a good long minute before Florally finally said, good morning. The boy simply stared. Florally fiddled with the 2 inches too small sleeve of her school uniform, former uniform to be precise. Would you like to buy one? She said, offering her basket of roses and tulips for the boy to peruse. He stared some more. Florally bit the inside of her lip, and then the boy did something quite strange. He slipped his hand into his pocket and pulled from it a fountain pen and a tattered leather notebook. He flipped open the book and scrawled something on the page. How much? Florally eyed him quizzically, then took the pen and leaned over his notebook. For a tulip or a rose? The boy took the pen. For a poem. Florally laughed and quickly covered her mouth to hide the gap in her teeth. We don't sell those. The boy took back the pen.
It's okay, he wrote. You don't have to write. I can hear fine.
Oh, said Florally. I thought... She averted her eyes. I thought you were deaf. The boy shrugged. No, I can hear okay. I just don't like to talk.
Florally opened her mouth to speak, but instead took back the pen. I don't mind paper, though, she wrote. I don't really like to talk either.
In the corner, she sketched a sprout of mugwort, dimpled blossoms and sun-stretching leaves, short like baby arms. There was just something about mugwort flowers that felt happy. As the boy read, a crooked smile broke his chapped lips. They bled a little, but he didn't seem to mind. He took the pen again and then began to write something a bit longer. When he finished, he turned it over to Florally.
I saw your hands, and there are poems on them. I like poetry, and I'd like one of yours, please. I'll give you whatever I've got in my pocket.
Florally gazed down to the love letters on her hands. They were written in black ink across her palms and had become a bit smudged in the late afternoon heat. They were not the romantic sort of love letters, though. These were for the sort of person you love so much that it hurts to say the word love. Indeed, Florally's words wandered and rambled, but nowhere on her hands would one find the word love. Instead, words like missing you, and needing you, and leaving you, and forgetting you, snaked up and down the lines of her palms. It didn't matter, though, because that person would never see Florally's words, even if they were written on paper instead of skin. And even if Florally knew the address. And even if Florally were back safe and sound at her old home in France. Because some words are too precious to give away, even if they're meant for someone else. And sometimes, words hurt so much that you've got to keep them somewhere outside of your head, or they might gobble you up from the inside out. That was what Mama used to say, before she disappeared. Florally tilted her hand so the boy could not read the letters, then took the pen.
Sorry, they're not poems. They're letters, and I don't sell those, only the flowers. I'm sorry.